The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, and I'm going to be recapping July 31st's single full-capacity Monster Jam show in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is my first time ever in New Orleans. The Superdome, which is newly renamed Caesars Superdome, is huge. It is one of the biggest floors. It might be bigger than any floor I've ever been to for Monster Jam. I think previously it would have been St. Louis that I would have been to that was a little bigger than any other field. But I think this might be the biggest track that Monster Jam runs that I've ever been to, at least. And I can't think of any other ones that are bigger off the top of my head. Huge stadium. Really huge. Really nice. I love New Orleans. It was really fun. Very cool experience walking around Bourbon Street and all that. But enough of that. Let's just get into recapping the results from this one show in New Orleans, Louisiana. We saw a lot of cool, pivotal Monster Jam action for the future of 2021 start at this show, and I'll tell you why right now. First, we'll go cover the lineup from this show. We had Bad Company, John Gordon, returning to a stadium, well, technically a stadium, for the first time since Atlanta. Atlanta was a speedway, but they count it as a stadium. So the Bad Company team is back in a stadium setting for the first time since Atlanta, Georgia, earlier this year. We had the teammate truck to Bad Company, Fast Metal, driven by Cody Saucier in his home state. That is his hometown show, you could call it. Incredible. I've been waiting to see Cody Saucier behind the wheel of something for so long. It looks like he's probably done with Monster Energy if he's still driving Fast Metal, but incredible. Very cool. Cody Saucier is, it's hard to put so many drivers over each other, but when it comes to, I think, knowing the truck and knowing his surroundings, he's got something very special from being a crew chief for all the time he was. It's almost like he knows the trucks better than any other driver. The little things you see him do just really stand out to someone who's a longtime fan who would notice that stuff. Moving on with the lineup again, we got Gravedigger Adam Anderson back in Gravedigger again, like he has been for the past couple months. Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. The Pagliarulos are back in the stadium for the first time since Dallas last year. The first Monster Jam show's back. They have not been in the stadium since. They've done arenas, but they are back in the stadium. Jester Matt Pagliarulo and Kraken Nick Pagliarulo. Tom Mentz Max D back in New Orleans. Megalodon Tristan England, he's still the main pilot of Megalodon right now, which, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they probably even kept him in there for the rest of his career. He's been doing great in Megalodon on stadiums, and I wouldn't assume that Earthshaker is much of a merch seller when it comes to Monster Jam, so I wouldn't be surprised if they just do away with that truck completely and keep him in Megalodon. I mean, I don't think I would mind either. He's a pretty good fit for that truck, and he's doing really well in it, so. And the last four trucks in the lineup, we had Tala Duke, Monster Energy, once again in New Orleans. Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier. Soldier Fortune, Kayla Blood. Very excited to see how she performed this weekend, because I'm pretty sure she's based around the Louisiana, or in Louisiana, so she probably lives, New Orleans is probably her hometown show as well. And capping off the list of 12 trucks, Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson for his first stadium show back driving Son of a Digger. Just returned in LA last weekend for 5 arena shows. Son of a Digger is officially back in stadiums as of 2 days ago as I'm recording this in New Orleans, Louisiana. So the results you are going to notice are quite bland. I wouldn't say bland as in competition, but I mean the results, there's not much variety in the results of the show. And you're going to hear what I mean pretty quick coming up, and that does not mean that anything happened to this show was bland. This was definitely one of the best shows I had been to all year. I say that every weekend. The shows just keep getting better. I think the more or the less that they keep doing 2-3 show weekends, the harder they're going to be going on trucks like they used to. Because when you got a 3-show weekend, you don't want to be breaking parts every single show. The company's going to say, hey, no, you're not doing that anymore. But now that they're going back to full capacity shows, making more money on ticket sales and everything, they're going more places and all that. And, you know, if you only got one show in a weekend, I don't see a reason why you can't tear up that truck as much as you can, less like they used to back in all so long ago, a year and a half ago, 2020. So let's get right into this show. Exciting. One of the best shows I've been to all year. One of the coolest lineup. So unique. And first round of racing, we had Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood defeat Jester Matt Pagliarulo because Matt Pagliarulo's truck could not fire at the line, so Soldier Fortune got a bye run. First round race, which is a final round race if you ask me, Toladuke Monster Energy defeating Adam Anderson and Gravedigger in a pretty close race. Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson defeating Bryce Kenny Mohawk Warrior, and Tommen's Max D defeating Bad Company John Gordon. John Gordon flipped on the second racing lane hit and landed back on all four wheels, leading Tom Mentz to capture the win. Round two, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, who got a bye run, defeated Caleb Blood and Soldier Fortune because Caleb Blood flipped over on the same hit that John Gordon flipped on. Tala Duke defeated Tristan England in Megalodon. Ryan Anderson defeated Kraken Nick Pagliarulo. And Cody Saucier defeated Tom Mentz and Max D. Really cool seeing Cody Saucier get wins over big names like that. Not the first time he's done it, and hey, mark my words, it's not the last. So, our semifinals for this show in New Orleans, we had Tala Duke, Monster Energy, defeating Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Domination Galaxy, and Ryan Anderson, Son of a Dagger, defeating Cody Saucier in Fast Metal. Now, it would have been pretty cool to see a Tala Duke, Cody Saucier racing match in the finals, which I think Cody might have taken, I'm just saying. But Todd was on fire. Todd was incredible in racing that night. It's like Todd hasn't really had that, like, that racing flame that he always has. I don't know why. Todd's always, like, one of the best racers out there, but just this year he's been kind of taking it more easy in racing. I don't want to say that, but he just hasn't. I think it's because the Andersons are on the same tour as him. The Andersons will always just edge him out. Like, Todd's probably got less racing wins this year and like double, triple the shows than he does in a year, you know, and that really sucks. I want to see Todd back in that winner's circle again. Probably only 2 or 3 racing wins this year. But our final round, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson defeating Tala Duke Monster Energy, a rematch of the All-Star Challenge from 2019 final race. And how beautiful was it to see Son of a Digger back in a stadium, win a racing competition, celebrating after the race win? Insane. It's just, if you're a real Monster Jam fan, a real Ryan Anderson Son of a Digger fan, that would have brought tears to your eyes. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that was incredible. That was really good. I could not be more excited to see Ryan Anderson win his first competition back, like I knew he was going to, you know, and in the stadium. And yeah, he did. He's been on fire this year, 2021. If we see how the rest of 2021 goes with Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, it could definitely be one of his career highlight seasons. Most of it has been in Bakugan Dragonoid. So if he keeps up what he's been doing this whole season and caps it off with a lot of Son of a Digger action this year, then we might see a career-defining season for Ryan Anderson. Skills Challenge was pretty good. This show, a lot of trucks did not complete what they were attempting or flipped over. Like, Matt Pagliarulo had a great save, did a wheelie into the pod, flipped over end over end. Bad Company flipped over. So did Cody Saucier. Fast Metal tried. It looked like he was probably trying to bicycle to moonwalk, maybe, and just jammed it right into the jammer. Truck flipped it right over. Tristan England had a nice hit, but his truck shut down and it did not refire in time, so he only got one skills hit. And pretty much the best part of the entire skills challenge, which I'm not gonna say pretty much, I'm gonna say by far, it was, could you guess, Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, pulling off a nice bicycle, did not get into a moonwalk, just did a nice long bicycle across one entire side of the stadium, pulled it back down. And when I saw him going for this hit, it's like, you had that feeling like, yeah, he's got this right now. and he goes for the classic Ryan Anderson sidewall donut that he's started in Son of a Digger, and he's been carrying over to Bakugan this year and back to Son of a Digger now, and it was perfect. About 1.5 rotations and landed right back on the wheels. This truck just hooks, the Son of a Digger chassis hooks into those sidewall donuts so much easier than any truck I'd ever seen. I mean, I remember in 2019, but back before he had this new Son of a Digger chassis, when he was first really trying those sidewall donuts, there's something about the way the truck's set up. It might be the wheelbase. I don't know what else he's got going on in there. The Son of a Digger does have a wider stance than most other trucks. It just hooks. And it doesn't flop around like any other truck. When it gets in the sidewalls, it's always all, you know, over the place. But right here, it was incredible. Just hooks right on the side. It doesn't fluctuate at all. It just stays perfectly at a 90-degree angle on the side and pulled it right back over. Incredible. Really nice. 9.760, deserving skills challenge win for Ryan Anderson and Son of a Digger. And moving on to the freestyle competition from this show. Really good freestyle competition. Starting off with Nick Pagliarulo in Kraken. Had a great run, but it did not. He did not fill the time. The truck did break. He broke it looked like the front housing of the truck. And did not get to finish his freestyle. Second out was Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, who had a really nice run, again, just like she did in East Rutherford. Filled more time, had a lot of nice saves. Her driving style is crazy. It's, like, you see it a lot with a lot of arena drivers who do not have much stadium experience and a ton of arena experience. You bring them to a stadium, and they have such a different driving style. It's less, like, wide open, and more like they're getting as close to the ramps before they hit them. Wide open, I guess that's the best way to explain it. And, yeah, she's been doing a lot of that, a lot of nice wheelies, you know, trying for moonwalk combos and everything, and blew the left rear tire and broke the front housing of that truck, too, and flipped her over. Really great. Caleb Blood's been super impressive in only 2 stadium shows this year, her first show's back, and I can't wait to see more of her. I hope they, you know, I would not mind if they keep her on stadiums for the rest of her career. I think she'd probably be a much better use there, but you could say that about any other arena driver. You know, is these arena drivers got so much skill that they cannot show in a, because they're not in stadium settings. They gotta be confined to the small arena track. So that's just how it is sometimes. Matt Pagliarulo had a decent run in Jester. Not much to say there. And out fourth was Tristan England Megalodon, who had an incredible crash. Another truck tearing up crash. He was like perfect, like 90 degrees sideways, saying that again, and just shoved the front end of the truck into the ground. Could not save it right in front of me. If you want to check that out, check out Moss Jim Lord on YouTube. Freestyle's up there. Really cool for a crash, but he did not fill any time, so he could not get a score. Out next was Fast Metal Cody Saucier, and he had another great freestyle, but it was just kind of rudimentary. You know, he wasn't doing anything too insane. Bryce Kenny flipped the truck over early in freestyle, and a lot of drivers did not get to, they were going harder, so they did not get to fill their time. They were flipping over earlier, or the truck was breaking, but it did not take away from the show at all, because they were going a lot harder than we'd seen all season. And out next was Todd LeDuc. So this was the first run of the night where you could really see it winning the competition. And Todd LeDuc had a nice wide-open hits, bit giant air off some of the racing lane hits, a beautiful 8-pack backflip. That was one of the highest 8-pack backflips I'd ever seen, and landed it perfectly. And his last couple hits, he got into a little bicycle and kind of shoved it into the dumpster at the end of the stadium. Really cool. Great run from Todd LeDuc. Next was Cynthia Gauthier, Dalmatian Galaxy. Had a pretty nice run. You know, Cynthia Gauthier does not have the most flow, but she does put in a lot of effort, and she gets a lot of big air and everything, and she just got tripped up towards the end of the run and flipped the truck on the lid. Bad Company John Gordon came out 9th out of 12th, which is interesting. I wonder if there were truck issues or if they just thought he was good enough to put out 9th. Great freestyle. John Gordon is one of those guys where he will freestyle that truck. He doesn't care. He's really good. And the truck doesn't break. That truck holds together phenomenally. The Bad Company trucks are set up really good. And tried for the 8-pack backflip, got a lot less rotation than Tala Duke did and landed right on the top of the cage. It looked bad. That looked like it hurt. But moving on, Adam Anderson Gravedigger had... It's tough to say. This was definitely the most air of the night, just like we're used to seeing from Adam. He'll always get more air than anyone, and two nice bicycle saves. But it did not have that real, you know, pizzazz. Weird to say that about Monster Truck pizzazz that it needed to win. But it was still a great run. Right after that, 11th out of 12 was Tom Menz, who I think this run could have won. When you look at it, when you watch these last three freestyles, these were the three in contention to win. Gravedigger, Max D, and Son of a Digger. He just didn't have, you know, a backflip that the fans wanted. He did a couple of those rebound moonwalks that he's been doing the past couple weekends and a nice little save, but nothing real incredible from Tom besides the air. The air was insane. Some of the best air we'd seen from Tom all year. He hadn't been sending it as much as we've been used to seeing over the years. And last, coming 12 out of 12, Ryan Anderson and Son of a Digger. First stadium show back in Son of a Digger since it must have been probably Jacksonville, March 2020. Jacksonville or Glendale, Arizona was the one of the last times that Ryan drove Son of a Digger last year before the pandemic. And it is back, and Ryan did not hold back. Big air. There's one incredible hit where he sends the truck over one of the crossover ramps, the one closer to me if you look at my footage. And it was some of the biggest air we'd seen all of 2021. It was so much speed, not really as much height, but so much speed and so much length. One of the longest jumps of the year by far. And it is incredible. Sends it way over the ramp that he was supposed to land on. Insane. And to cap off the end of his run, he had about 15 seconds left, heads over to the backflip ramp, and pulls off a backflip to moonwalk in Son of a Digger, landing on the dumpster. He had like 4 seconds left, and they shut him down, so he didn't have that one last hit that he could have had. But hey, that's not a bad way to end your freestyle, with a backflip to moonwalk on top of a dumpster. So, if you could not guess, everyone, by what I said in the first couple minutes of this podcast, is that the results are kind of bland this show. And I'll tell you why. It's because Ryan Anderson is your freestyle winner with a score of 9.757, which is funny because his skills challenge score was 9.760 and freestyle was 9.757, only 0.003 difference between the two. Seems like people in New Orleans really like Son of a Digger. And that means Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, his first stadium show back driving that truck, goes 3 for 3. The first time anyone has done this all of 2021. Ryan Anderson gets 3 for 3 in a stadium. First show back in Son of a Digger. 36 out of 36 points. Incredible. Couldn't have been more perfect. It could not have been more perfect for him. Such a good show. Such a good event. I loved it. And to see my favorite driver, Ryan Anderson, come back, get that perfect holy moment, couldn't have been better. If you enjoyed this podcast, everyone, make sure to follow it on the Believe Podcast Network or anywhere else you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Believe in Monster Trucks is everywhere, so make sure to check it out, subscribe. I mean, obviously, if you're watching it now, you have checked it out before, so make sure you subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel to check out footage from all of 2021. I've been everywhere that Monster Jam has run a stadium in 2020-21. And I'm not stopping anytime soon, so subscribe so you never miss any future Monster Jam shows coming up. I'll recap my schedule real quick. I will be in Denver, Colorado, August 13th for two arena shows at the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. I will be the next weekend in Fresno, California for the two arena shows on August 21st, which I'm excited for. I've never been further north than Los Angeles in California, so I just figured I'd give that a shot. And Foxborough, Massachusetts, Monster Jam returns to Boston for one full-capacity stadium show August 28th, and I could not be more excited for that. That's got an incredible lineup. I'm really excited. That one's going to be really fun. And that is all I got for now. I have nothing past August 28th confirmed right now. Monster Jam has not announced many more shows that I would like to go to. So, well, I'll let you guys know as soon as I know. And check out my Instagram to keep up with more updates to my schedule. They will all be there, or this podcast if you are interested. Make sure to subscribe to check out all the action from New Orleans to my channel, Monster Jam Lord, on YouTube, and all the 48 other shows I've been to this year. So if you enjoyed, everyone, make sure to subscribe, like, comment. Let me know how you thought about this podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.